Good afternoon, Jody. Welcome to the home run for the first time.
Good afternoon, Damien. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure. I don't get to speak to a first-time councillor very often. Obviously, I got my weekly chat with our esteemed Mildura Mayor, Jason Modica, but as I said, don't get to speak to a first-time councillor very often. What possessed you to do it?
Well, I think that I've been very interested in politics, all my life, really. And when I arrived in Mildura, I took an interest in council and what was going on at council and the decisions that were being made. And I just found myself getting angrier and angrier with what I was seeing at council. I don't think it's any secret of anybody who's followed the campaign that one of the things that made me angry was the behaviour of some of the councillors there. So I thought that, look, I could whinge and I can complain and I can get on my soapbox on Facebook, or I can put my hand up and I can have a go myself. And I can, it's very easy to criticise from the sidelines, but until you've actually experienced something yourself, it's you don't know really what's going on. So I thought, look, I'll have a go myself and see if I still have those criticisms later on.
That's an amazing attitude. For me personally, Jody, if I was to put myself up to run for city council, it'd be very confronting to me. You're putting yourself out there to be knocked down.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was prepared for that. I knew that would happen. And people are entitled to their opinions and positions. That's absolutely fine. I think that when it comes to criticism, it's up to you which criticism that you take on board. It's very important to take some criticism on board. Some criticism can be helpful and it can actually help you to grow and become a better person. Other criticism, you can probably say, well, look, that's really just aggressive and nasty, and you can say, well, look, that probably says more about the person doing the criticising than it does about me.
Are we talking about City Council or being on radio here, Jody? I get the same thing myself a little bit. You get people say some nasty things to you and you take it like water off a duck's back in a lot of areas.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that if you didn't, it's the type of thing that could wear you down pretty quickly, Damien.
Oh, absolutely, Jody. It's a type you got to have a pretty thick skin to be on air in radio. I think you got to have the skin of a crocodile to be on council. Have you found that late, sir? Have you found that up till now?
Yeah. Look, there's no let up really. It tends to be the same people all the time, though. So they disagree with me, and that's fair enough. And I don't stop them from saying what they need to say. But I won't allow that criticism to prevent me from going ahead and doing the things that I think will help to make this a better place for all the people who live here.
Well, that's 1,000% the attitude to have. This is probably a silly question. Were you nervous leading up to the elections?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely nervous, yeah. I had no idea what to expect. I think during the election campaign, of course, we were all in lockdown. So the only platforms that any of us had to use to campaign were, social media and a bit of advertising and in papers and that kind of thing. So I had no idea if what I was saying was it getting heard by anybody. So it was a really interesting campaign and a really interesting election.
You definitely struck a chord with a lot of people, obviously, because you're on council. Once you're on there and sworn in and all the rest of it, Jody, all the rigmarole's over, how have you found it? Is there parts of it you'd expect would be like that? Was there parts of it you just went, where did that come from?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of it that I thought, yes, this is what it's all about, and it met my expectations. I think the workload is something that you just can't be prepared for. If you want to be a good councillor and you want to be across all the issues and you want to be aware of what your roles and responsibilities are within council, it's a big workload, but it's worth it because the good that you can do on council is actually enormous. And so I don't find that an impediment at all. I really enjoy it and I look forward to doing everything that I can.
What's your portfolio?
My portfolio is environment and sustainability.
That's a big basket to carry, Jody.
It is, but I'm not carrying it by myself because there's a really excellent team that have been working in the climate and energy and sustainability area in council for a long time, and they've been kicking some serious goals. The things that have happened sort of recently in our area, which is, you know, getting our energy all 100% renewable, getting we've basically getting lighting the region, which is basically going to cut the cost of our lighting and make that much more energy efficient. Like, I'm just to name a few.
Yeah.
Those things have all happened well before my time, by the hard work of the people that are, you know, that are working behind the scenes on council. So not doing it by myself, got a lot of support there.
Yeah, well, the whole council office is now renewable energy, isn't it? You've completely gone over. That would be a big task in itself, Jodie.
Absolutely. It's something that they've been working on for a long time, and I can't talk highly enough of them for achieving that, and achieving that for our entire region. So they're setting the standard and being a great role model.
Jodie, you were out at the Hatter Desert Race scrutineering, and you're new to St Rosia in a lot of ways. Where do you find St Rosia? Where do you think it sits in the pecking order in country Victoria, so to speak?
Well, I'm from country South Australia myself, so I come from a town that's actually not unlike Mildura. It's about the same size, about 30 to 40,000 people in Whyalla in South Australia. It's in the Mallee. It's on the ocean rather than the river. Yep. You know, people have got the same sort of values and stuff there. But really, the Mallee is always hitting well above its weight. I mean, talking about the Hatter race, there's nothing like that, as far as I know, anywhere else in Australia. You might maybe talk about the Finke River race in the Northern Territory, but there's nothing as hard as Hatter. And when we were there and I could hear the winners of the race talking, they were all shattered. And they were talking about, lucky to finish the race, lucky to finish the race with a bike that's still going and a body that's not broken. So it's huge. And the amount of people that were there was phenomenal. So always kicking goals and always batting well above our average here in the Mallee, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, it's the Hatter Desert Race, just for instance, has always been well backed by the City Council. It's actually the biggest motorcycle event in Australia now, Jodie, so you're pretty close to the mark there. Mm. Yeah, it's St Rosia's is a happening place. Do you see any big major changes in infrastructure or anything like that in the next 3 or 4 years? Have we got any big surprises in store? Sorry to put you on the spot.
Well, surprises in store. I mean, I hope so. I mean, I think that we've had a really big couple of years. We've got some great infrastructure going forward in the Mildura South Sporting Precinct.
Yep.
That's huge. That's going to be, the best facility, this side of Melbourne.
Basically, really. Yeah, it will be, Jodie.
Yeah. Yeah, and this side of bloody Darwin, I think. So, we can be really proud of that. We've got great infrastructure and going in down in the Powerhouse Precinct. The council's been able to attract some really good investment from state and federal governments going down there. It's just the beginning, though. So the plans are afoot for the river region and for the CBD are really ambitious. So we don't have, low expectations here in Mildura Rural City Council. We've got high expectations for what we can achieve here. So we'll always be pushing those boundaries, always pushing that envelope and looking for bigger and better for Mildura.
Wow. Yeah. Well, when you hear a city councillor speak like that, it's actually quite refreshing, Jodie, because you're right. St Rosia, you shouldn't laugh at me. Seriously, it's quite refreshing. And to be honest with you, the city council, the people that had been there for many, many years needed to be turned over. We needed some new blood on council like yourself and Stefano De Perry and a few others. And I think it's fantastic. Fresh ideas, fresh look at St Rosia. It's got a lot going for it, this district. We live in a wonderful part of Australia.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see what happens next.
So when's your next council meeting?
The next council meeting is on the 28th of July.
So you get a little bit of a breather between now and then, or just full steam ahead with council duties?
Full steam ahead. Then, we'll have our, we've just had a forum recently where we sort of discussed what's coming up in that council meeting, and we get presentations about, all the information that we need to make the decisions that we will make on that Wednesday from council staff, who are really supportive and great in that area. So, still, you know, I'll spend the time between now and the next council meeting mulling over that information and making sure that I've got all that straight in my head, as will the other councillors, so that when we get into that meeting, we'll be ready to go forward again there.
Jody, it's been great to catch up with you, and it's great to catch up with somebody that's, you know, vibrant, has got a great attitude towards our district, and, you know, once your term's over in City Council, I hope that you run again.
Cheers. Thanks, Damien. Great to speak to you. Thanks for having me.
No, absolute pleasure. You take care, and don't work too hard.
Thanks, Damien.